Aloha, and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher, and thanks very much for checking in with us. Got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about some Hawaii vacation news, also go over cruises for next year. We'll also be discussing packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's a great segment for you because we're actually going to discuss what things are costing for Hawaii. This is our 431st podcast. It's the first one of the new year, January 4th, 2011. Can you believe it? We made it. And we got a lot of ground to cover. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, on a Friday show, we always do shout-outs, and we answer questions from podcast listeners. Make sure you get me your questions. I'd love to answer them here, give you a second opinion, give you my ideas about what you're thinking about doing for your Hawaii vacation. And you do that just by emailing me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com or podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. Don't forget, we're on Twitter and Facebook. Check us out there, and you can do that just by getting over to our podcast page. Hawaii-aloha.com/podcast has all the information about today's show and every other show that we do. It also has all of the notes, so things I talk about, I also write in the blog. So you can get all the information just by going to Hawaii-aloha.com/blog. Phew. Well, here we are again. We've made it through another year. Everybody is now fully integrated into the new year. Lots of things happening, lots of things to talk about. But before we do anything, let's take a look outside and let's see how beautiful it is. It's our crater cam. I call it our crater cam because that's actually Diamond Head Crater that you can see. And this is like the clearest view we've had in a while. As you know, there's been a lot of talk about the weather. And, you know, I just got an email from somebody who now, you know, now we have all these amateur weather people. Because I got an email from a friend of mine who says he's watching the weather. He believes the weather pattern is going to continue. There's going to be bad weather here. You know, what's the cancellation policy on your North Shore tour? And here's the thing about the weather. There's nothing you can do about it, folks. Oops, I think we're stuck. Looks like we're stuck. Yeah, it looks like we're stuck. Can you guys see me still? Yeah, so like everybody, you know, wants to be an amateur weatherman. And this guy writes to me, he says, Bruce, I'm worried about the weather. You know, what's going to happen if it rains and this and that. And here's the thing, there's nothing you can do about the weather. I highly recommend that you just don't worry about the weather. You know, enjoy yourself anyway. And as far as our North Shore tour is, we have a no cancellation policy. It doesn't mean you can't cancel. If you want to cancel, you can cancel. We'll get you your money back. But we will always have an alternate plan, an alternate tour for you. So don't worry about that. It's not a big issue if it rains. But we've had nothing but beautiful sunny weather. Now, I can't show you the cam. I have to go offline and come back online. So we're going to come right back. So I guess you can see it. I can switch back and forth, but I can't see it on my console. My console is completely frozen. Anyway, let's get into talking a little bit about some news that we have here. And first one is about the airline industry. It says that Hawaii is expected to see a 4.5% increase in air seats to the islands. That's going to add to the approximately 2.3 million that are already expected in the first quarter of 2011. Now, that's after ending 2010 with the total air seat count of 9.2 million, a 5.8% increase from 2009. And what this means is that this boost puts air capacity, now this was the big takeaway for me on this one, at 90% of the 2007 levels. And that was both before the global economic turndown and the shutdowns of Aloha Airlines and ATA Airlines. And a lot of you know what we had to go through in 2007 with the shutdown of Aloha Airlines and ATA Airlines. So now what they're saying is we're 90% of where that was, and we're only in the first, this is going to be just the first quarter. So what this means is a lot of things, folks. First of all, it means that airfares are going to stabilize, but it puts more seats in the air, which makes the competition a little bit stronger, which means air fare prices should hold out pretty good this year. They're going to go up from what they did last year, in my opinion. But it also puts into play the routes that ATA had. Now, if you remember, ATA Airlines, those were the most economical seats you could find anywhere. Remember that? We used to get such great deals. And they were coming from airports like Chicago, the Midwest airports as well. You know, so what we're looking at here is very encouraging news about more airlift, which means that prices will stabilize. They won't be as high as we thought they were. They won't be low as we thought we were. We'll get stabilized pricing and more of these routes that we didn't have before, which would be just great. So excited to hear that. And continuing along that theme, Hawaii's average statewide hotel occupancy rate was at 71%. For the week ending December 25th. That's a 4.5% increase compared to last year. Another sign of what is to come. Because we've been looking at this all last year, as you know, this is one of the things that we look at very closely because we want to see, are those hotel deals going to stay? Are we going to still see these great hotel prices? So far, I haven't seen a let up on it. We've seen some great specials. The hoteliers are getting a little creative. The prices are inching up a little bit. Oahu had the highest occupancy rate of 76%, and even the Big Island had an increase of 2.7%. So it looks like the average room rate now is $225 is the average room rate across the board, all islands, which is a 1.6% decline from the same week last year. So, but then again, we're talking December 25th here. Maui's average room rate was $322, which is a lot higher than the other islands, and a 2.6 decline from last year. So these are your Christmas prices coming into effect here. So that's what you're looking at. It's a little bit too early in the game to tell, but so far I think our hotel prices are really holding out pretty well. So make sure you definitely get these advanced bookings going, which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to save money. That's the best way to lock stuff in. Now, next thing I want to do is I want to talk about this doll. Have you seen this doll? Let me see if I can show you the picture of it. This doll, her name is Kanani. And it's the name of a new doll in the American Girl line series of dolls. And this is the Hawaiian one. It's the doll of the year for 2011. It went on sale January 1st. These dolls are flying off of the shelves. It also comes with a book that tells the story of Kanani. And she is from the island of Kauai, and she helps rescue monk seals. That's one of the things that she does. And so, you know, here it is. Here's this doll. Now, if we take a good look at this doll now, we did a blog about this, and there's some question about the ethnicity of the doll because she's supposed to be a mix. But yet, a lot of people say she looks very, white, blonde and blue-eyed doll. So there's a little bit of controversy about this. Kanani is multi-ethnic, and then there's people on our blog talking about that, so just thought I might point that out. Thought that was interesting, but you know, I think it's wonderful that our culture and that this doll is representing Hawaii, and I think there's a lot of positive, wonderful things about that. I'm not just dissing the doll. I think it's kind of cool, actually. Now, every time I say I think it's kind of cool, I think of what's her name now? Molly Cyrus. Every time I say I think it's kind of cool, that's stuck in my head. Now I think I'm doing the Molly Cyrus thing. Anyway, I don't know, from the Saturday Night Live. I think she does a great imitation, doesn't she? That woman who does the Molly Cyrus imitation. Anyway, I think that's kind of cool. All right, so let's continue on here. I don't even know if this is taping, but at least the live show is coming off, and I've got the podcast. So if I don't have the video, it's not going to be that big of a deal. All right, I want to talk a little bit about cruises, because this is the time of year where we start to look at what cruises are going to be available to Hawaii from available to Hawaii, you know, including, you know, from the mainland and also the 7-day cruise that's here. So let's start talk a little bit about that. We've got several ships that are coming. It's usually, we usually have six. This year we have seven ships because the Cunard line is now coming in, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But the signature cruise, the cruise that everybody is doing, is the 7-day cruise on the Pride of America. This is a 7-day sail. It leaves every Saturday from Honolulu, and it's usually best combined with a couple of nights stay on Oahu. So you do a couple of nights on Oahu, then you go on the 7-day sail, and then you go home. So it's usually a 9-day deal. And it's great because the ship is right here in Hawaii. You don't have to take it from the mainland and spend many, many days at sea. Your focus is more on Hawaii. And that's the great thing about this ship. It's giving you a lot of land time while you're here in Hawaii, a day and a half on Kauai and a day and a half on Maui. So consider the cruise. Now is the, I know I sound like a broken record, don't I? Now is the time to book it. It really is, because the cruise is selling out. And I know I must sound a little bit like a used car salesman, but I can't tell you how many people are disappointed when they, especially if you're trying to book it within maybe 8 weeks out, 4 to 8 weeks out, forget it. Anything that you will find on the ship will be way too much. But just consider that. Now, some of the other cruises, and I'm not saying don't do cruises from the mainland. Just know what you're getting into. Now, Carnival is going to have a 12-day cruise, and that's going to come from Ensenada on April 22nd. And then before that, on April 10th, it goes from Ensenada on April 10th and then from Honolulu on April 22nd. So Carnival is going to have two cruises. Now, they do have also a 15-day cruise on the Spirit, and that's going to be on April 22nd. Oh, I just said that. I'm sorry. Those are the two departures. There's a 15-day and a 12-day. Am I confusing you? I'm confusing myself here. There's a 12-day sail and a 15-day sail. The 15-day sail is April 22nd, and that's going to be from Los Angeles to Los Angeles, so it's round trip. And then the 12-day sail is one way from Ensenada. And by the way, that's $949. So that's going to be Carnival. Celebrity is going to have three different sailings. They have a 10-day sail, and that's going to be from Ensenada to Honolulu on November 1st. And then on November 15th, San Diego to San Diego, a round trip for 15 days. That's $1,879. And then 15 days from San Diego, round trip on October 17th, so three sailing dates. So you got to check these, and you can notice they're all already towards the end of next year for Celebrity. Holland, the Zaandam, does a bunch of them. The Zaandam probably has the most sales of any of the ships coming from the mainland. It's a 14-day round trip from San Diego, and there's departures February, March, January. There's October sailings. There's about 15 different sailings. And that's a 14-day sail. So check in on that. And then there's one sailing for 17 days from Vancouver. That's going to be December 25th, also on the Holland Zaandam, because that's going to reposition, because that's the last one of the year. Another one is Princess. The Golden Princess is going to have another bunch of runs. They were here last year. They'll be here a bunch of times. They've got the 12-day sail from Honolulu. And also a 13-day sail, also from Vancouver. And then an 11-day sail from Vancouver as well. So they got three different sails on Royal Caribbean, so check those out. Princess is going to be here, as I said. Princess has got a bunch of sailing dates. The Cunard is the one I wanted to mention, because they hadn't been here before. And Cunard's going to do several sailings. They're going to do a 14-day sail from Los Angeles to Los Angeles, so it's round trip, and the price is $1,853. That's a nice ship. It really is. And they're going to be doing a January 30th sale, so that's still happening, one in February and then again in December. So they're going to have three different sailings, and we hadn't seen the Cunard line. And, of course, Crystal is actually coming back. You know, that beautiful Symphony, that huge ship, that's a gorgeous ship, that's going to also be coming here for a 21-day sale. That's not cheap. It starts at around $7,655. Now, you got to have some real money to take the Crystal over here, but that's a 21-day sale. Now, again, I personally recommend, you know, just trying to do the NCL 7-day sale. That's just my personal recommendations. But some folks really do love the cruise experience and going across the seas. Now, remember, with the Hawaii cruise, there's no gambling or anything like that. That's one of the other drawbacks. But the cruise, the seven-day sail, is sort of like a floating hotel concept. Don't think of it as a cruising-type cruise. But these other cruise ships, they're all very fine. They all have great programs. And you'll have fun if you do a cruise. And some people just love to do those round trips from Los Angeles. So hopefully that will help you out. I'm going to be doing a video and putting up a lot of information about this. So be on the lookout for that very shortly. Our website has all been updated. So if you go to our website, click on the cruise link, you'll see all these new updated dates from the new cruises and the different ships that are coming in. And give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We have agents standing by right now to help you plan your Hawaii vacation. And now I'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. The first one is for four people traveling April 7th to the 13th, coming from Detroit, going to Honolulu. They're going to be staying here in Honolulu at the Hilton Grand Vacations Grand Waikikian Tower, a beautiful two-bedroom ocean view suite. I love this property. They got the delayed greeting and the transfers. Total package price, $56.56. Look at that, for like a week in Hawaii. Staying in like a five-star condo. Beautiful package. Want to thank the Alkalsami family. Want to welcome you to our Ohana. We really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we want to thank Abby over at Extension 23. Next package is for two people coming in from Los Angeles, March 28th to April 3rd. Staying at the Pacific Beach Hotel and then going over to Maui. Staying in Maui for a couple of nights. Leaving March 28th to April 3rd. They're going to be staying at the Pacific Beach Hotel on Oahu and in the Kaanapali Beach Hotel on Maui. So they've got two islands on this trip. Both really fine properties. They're both affiliated properties. It looks like they got the breakfast is not included in that one, but we do have the breakfast package. Total on this is $31.52. Two people traveling in from LAX, two islands. Congratulations to the Boromita family. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Fantastic package. Excellent job. Thank you so much to Nancy over at Extension 31. I mean, no, Extension. What is Nancy's extension? 24. I knew that. Thank you, Nancy. And finally here today, we have a package for two people. They're going to be going to three islands on Oahu, over on Maui, and then over to the Big Island. They're leaving April 9th, returning on the 21st from Lexington, Kentucky. On Oahu, they're going to be staying out at Turtle Bay in an oceanfront room over on Maui at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, which we were just talking about, with the breakfast for two daily. And then over on the Big Island, over on Kauai, rather, at the Outrigger Kaihuna Plantation. So it's Oahu, Maui, and Kauai on this one. I misspoke there. Fantastic package. Two people. Total package price, $59.89. What a great deal. Beautiful package here. Congratulations to the One family, Katrina and James. Thank you so much. We really, really do appreciate your booking with us, and we welcome you to our Ohana, and also to Paul over at Extension 39. Fantastic deal. Great time these folks are going to have in Hawaii. Remember, with a small deposit, you put this package down, you build it, we customize it to meet your needs because you're the one who has to be satisfied in this Hawaii vacation, right? I mean, and what we're going to do is, because we understand the islands and all of our agents are either born or raised here, we're going to make this a very memorable vacation for you. So hopefully you'll get involved with us. You'll be very happy that you did. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in again on Friday. We're going to be doing our question and answers. If you have some questions, you have some shout outs, you have some stuff you want me to mention on the show, we do that every Friday. So get in touch with me and let me know what's on your mind. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii-Aloha.com, we're going to say aloha and mahalo.